You know, just for once, I would like to not have to worry before one of these episodes starts. You know, before the show gets anywhere near airtime, I would like to just be relaxed, you know? Just nice, calm, chilling. You know what I'm saying, Dash?
Yeah, no, I hear you, yeah.
I don't like having to worry about whether my computer will work, whether the microphone will work, whether I'll be able to connect to the streams. It's just, it's a big hassle.
I hear you, but you gotta go through it, you gotta do it.
That's right, because it's worth it. It's worth it because after all that work, we get the finished product. And Dash, what is the finished product?
HackerMind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed it is. It is the one, the only, HackerMind.
Right.
My name is Screamer Chaotix. On the phone we have the man, the myth, the legend, Dash Interrupt.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. That's me.
So, here we are on another Thursday night, another
fun-filled edition.
Yeah, another fun-filled edition of HackerMind, but I wanted to say another stressful, worrisome Thursday night, because let me tell you something. Things just can't go our way, all right? We have trouble all over the place. See, trouble right there.
What is that? Sounds bad. Major scanning.
I'm playing here. Just bear with me. See, we have trouble everywhere we turn. More trouble! You see that?
Oh, yeah, more trouble. Trouble at every turn.
Mm-hmm. We can't get around it. Anyway.
Yeah, my phone is giving me trouble right now.
We'll see what we can do about that. But, yeah, right before this show went on the air, I go onto my computer, and, I was disconnected.
Okay, why was that?
That's a good question. I was completely disconnected. I guess because I had the nerve to restart. You know, my router doesn't like that.
You need to get a better router, my friend.
Well, you send the money my way, I will do just that.
You got the $30 ghetto router.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
It's working, right? Kinda. Anyway.
Well, yeah. It's got its problems, and I think it'd be kind of foolish to say that there's any router out there that won't give you problems.
Yeah.
Because any type of computer equipment you have is going to mess up eventually, including this microphone, this monitor. Well, I haven't had any trouble with the tower yet, but
microphone, it's been working pretty good, right?
Just last week, I was almost forced to cancel because the microphone wasn't working.
Oh, dear.
So, this time, well, actually, the first time, the way I fixed it, when it wasn't working at all,
yeah,
was by whacking it against the desk.
And, you know, you'd be surprised how many times that helps.
Yeah, oddly enough, it actually fixed the microphone. It worked after that. And I had tried everything, but whacking it against the desk actually worked.
Yeah.
So, last week, I smack it against the desk, nothing. It still doesn't work. So, what do? I tap it with my finger. I
tap it, tap, 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 tap.
I tap it with my finger, and sure enough, it works.
You got a weird microphone, my friend.
Yes, I do. And hopefully we're broadcasting to people right now. And if we are, then you can hear me say, join us in irc.2600.net channel HackerMind, where you can talk to your fellow hackers and basically talk behind our backs.
Yeah, and since you know irc.box.sk is back up.
Ah.
Yeah, we're not going back over there, though, because, you know, we already set up camp over at 2600. I think we should stay there.
Yeah, I like 2600. They're not going anywhere.
But box.sk is back up. The IRC server, that is.
All right, now I want to do something before we go any further.
Okay.
I want to get some old friends on the phone. So hold on, Dash.
Welcome to 1-800-555-TEL. Main menu.
Wake up call.
Okay, stop quotes. When you're done there, save me.
This is why I have to actually pick up the receiver to do it. Back. Oh, see, folks, I'm getting a different voice now. Okay. Dash, you there.
I'm here.
Let's try this one more time.
All right.
Because I'm gonna have to talk into the receiver, though, so this is gonna be kind of tricky. I'm gonna have to give a play-by-play.
All right.
So let's just get them one more time.
Hey there, welcome to 1-800-555-TEL. If this is your first time calling, say tell me.
Okay, I still have them. Wake up call. Okay, finally.
Wake up call lets you schedule a time when you'd like us to call you back. Would you like to request a wake up call? Say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay, let's set the time of your wake up call. Say a time of day. For example, say 6:15 a.m.
11 p.m.
11 p.m. Eastern Time. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now we just need to get your phone number. Please enter the area code and number now.
And no, folks, you don't get that.
When you set up a wake-up call to a new number, you have to be calling from that phone. If you're done here, say main menu.
Okay. All right, let's get Dash.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so this is a new thing that Telme's actually doing. Now fairly new, anyway. It's been around for a little bit. They won't let you wake up somebody else's phone. You know, sometimes what they used to do is call you for like a confirmation.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what I want to do is I want to set it so that this phone goes off at the very end of the show.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get Telme Dash. Entertain the people while I do this.
All right. You want me to bust out some freestyle raps?
You,
or you want me to talk?
You do whatever you want to do, and I'm going to get Tommy.
Okay, I won't do that. Okay. Screamer, you there? Screamer? Okay, he's there, right? Hopefully.
You're on the air, Dash, do it.
Okay, there he is. Okay, good. You almost done over there? Because I got nothing. I could go into some news articles, but, you know, I don't know if we want to do that yet.
Screamer? Alright, I'm not going to do this.
I'm back.
Alright, we'll try this next week.
1 second.
What's that? Oh, Static City.
Screamer?
Yeah, Dash, what's up?
There you are, okay, good.
Alright, we'll try that next week. I wanted to try something, but because Dash can't handle the show for 2 damn seconds.
I'm bad at hosting. I'm a bad host.
Well, we're going to have to get a new co-host, someone that can actually host the show.
Oh, no, we don't have to. Don't be rash.
All right. Well, we'll try that next week. If anybody who's listening right now. No. We'll find out next week. That'll give somebody something to come back and find out.
All right.
So, if anybody wants to play around with Telme, it's something that we've played around with quite a bit on the show. You can call 1-800-555-TEL. Yes, yes. And now, we mentioned that Telme now owns 1-800 Directory Assistance, right?
They do?
Well.
directory assistance powered by TellMe. Say the full name of the listing you want.
General Electric.
Okay, General Electric. If that's not what you wanted, press 1. Otherwise, one moment while I look up that number. Here's the number for GE Answer Center. 800-626-2000. Once again, the number is 800-626-2000. Thanks for using toll-free directory assistance.
No, that's not what I wanted. Don't hang up on me. I can't believe they hung up on me.
Toll-free directory assistance powered by TellMe. Say the full name of the listing you want.
General Electric fax back.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. You can leave out extra information, such as location or department. Please say just the name of the listing you want.
Okay. Miramax.
I'm sorry, I'm not finding a match. Some companies don't list their toll-free numbers.
Can I have a human?
The number you want is a
person.
Operators are available to assist you Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like an operator to help you look for your listing,
yes.
Please call back during those hours.
Thanks
for using toll-free.
No, this is life or death. I can't wait.
Too bad. You gotta wait. Can't wait for an operator.
Yeah, well, now they have to get rid of humans pretty much everywhere, don't they, Dash?
Well, no, there would be a human there, but right now they're all at home.
At home. See, that's ridiculous though, because when you used to call the operator, you would get somebody. But because this service is free,
you gotta get with the times, man.
Get with the times. They need to get with the times. They need to realize that people need these services.
They do. They need these services, but you know they just want to use automated systems.
See, if you get a person. Okay, they'll understand what you want. You can explain to them, no, I don't want that, I want this. And they'll look at the screen, doesn't mean they'll necessarily find it, but they'll try to help you find it. But when you get a computer, I mean, my God, the thing doesn't even know what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, I can't find a listing for that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, that is 1-800 Directory Assistance, which is now owned by...
Tell me.
How's your week been, Dash?
My week's been pretty uneventful, actually.
Uneventful, huh? No, groundbreaking news to bring to our attention?
Groundbreaking?
Yeah.
Well, no, not really. I haven't seen any news that was groundbreaking, really. You know, I got some news, but it's not groundbreaking.
All right. Well, what's the news that you have for us?
Well, let's see. You want to get into the news? All right, let's get into the news. Music swapping firm to fold under...
Oh, articles. Okay, go ahead.
Why, what were you going to say?
No, I thought you had something, like, interesting to talk about or something.
Oh, interesting to talk about?
I thought
you wanted me to read some news.
Yeah, some new stuff, you know, some news that you heard about, whatever. Not reading from an article, but...
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
News that I heard about.
Yeah, you got something?
Not really.
Okay, let's read the article.
No, we gotta have something here.
Like what?
I don't know. What's this? I don't know. What about you? Have you heard anything?
Yes, I have. I've heard that, well, did you hear about the girl that was picked up in an internet chat room and found dead?
No. No, I haven't.
Well, probably because it's a pretty local story. There was a girl from, she was from New Milford.
Mm-hmm.
She met someone in an internet chat room. She's 13 years old. 13 years old, met a 25-year-old man in an internet chat room, met up with him at the mall, had sex with him a couple times.
Oh my goodness.
13 and 25, and then he killed her. He strangled her to death and left her in a ditch by a river. Now, yeah, why do I bring this up? Well, because immediately the article starts bashing the internet.
Internet. Yeah,
it completely goes against the internet. It's basically saying how evil the internet is, how it's like the spawning ground of Satan, you know?
Well, I mean, it's not the spawning ground of Satan. It has a lot of good uses.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think anybody listening to this show knows that.
I think the good uses really, you know, outweigh the bad uses.
I agree. But because stuff like this happens, and the internet gets labeled as some deviant tool, which is why we see so many hacker cases where computers are being tried as weapons of destruction.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's just a tool like anything else. But in this particular case, a 13-year-old, a sixth grader, an elementary school kid, met up with a 25-year-old guy who was an illegal alien.
Bumming me out, man.
Who was staying in this country, yeah. So they had, I guess, consensual sex. I really don't know. I mean, she's 13.
Yes.
But, hey, she had her own internet sex site. Yeah. So why am I saying this? Well, don't blame the internet.
Don't blame the internet.
It's an absolute shame that this happened, but, I mean, it's not solely the fault of the internet. In fact, it's not at all the fault of the internet.
Well,
where are the parents? Where are the parents dropping off their 13-year-old? You know, dropping the 13-year-old off at a mall.
Yeah, who? Yeah, that's messed up.
And then they go back to find that she's not there. Well, yeah, that's all I'm saying. Don't blame the internet, and especially in hacker cases. You know, don't look at the computer as this evil thing. And don't even look at the person as an evil thing. But I don't know. It's like, have you ever gotten that feeling where you sometimes get it when you're walking down the street? Like, if you have a laptop or you're listening to a scanner, especially, like, if you go into a mall and you're listening to a scanner like I have here, just a regular old police scanner, people look at you like you're a terrorist.
Really? I've never done that, so I wouldn't know. I've actually never even seen anybody out in public with a scanner.
Well, I just out of curiosity, I know I mentioned this on the show, so I won't go into too much detail, but just out of curiosity, I brought my scanner to the mall with me one day, and I was listening in on the security's frequency, and occasionally, you know, a person or two would see me with it and kind of give me that weird look like, what's he doing?
Yeah.
He has technology. And then, of course, they would probably freak out afterwards, but I did hear something good, because that night, apparently, someone with a gun had wandered into the mall. Someone that had been running from police, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I might have mentioned this, but me and my friend were heading towards the mall, and we heard on my scanner that the police were talking about a man with a gun down on Main Street in Bridgeport, and the mall is on the border of Bridgeport and Trumbull, and that's exactly where we were heading. So we get into the mall, and I hear a security band saying, all these people on the security band were saying that they had an unusual suspect, and, you know, keep your eyes out, and all this other stuff. And then, just as we were about to leave, all this crap started going down, and we see all these security guards running through the mall towards this one exit. I have no idea what finally became of it, but we saw undercover cops, you know, the kind that are wearing street clothes, but they have their badge hanging on their chest.
Yeah.
We saw all those people, and that was the day. That was the day that I brought my scanner.
Very good, very good. You know, good luck.
Yeah, usually that would be the day when I didn't do something I was supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, every time something cool happens, that's the day when, oh, you forget to bring your camera, or you forget to whatever.
Gotcha, yeah.
But that was the day. That was the day I had my scanner, and I was able to listen. As we were walking through the mall, I knew what was happening. I knew that there was a suspect, supposedly, with a gun.
Yeah.
And no one else knew.
You could have just stood up on something and announced it to everybody.
I sure could have, because I had access to communication. But, you know, some people would look at that and say, well, that's a terrible thing.
Why would they say that's a terrible thing?
Well, especially security, because they would look at me and see me as a threat, because I know what they're doing. I know their every move before they make it.
That's true.
Okay, security is going to the north door, and because I pretty much live at the mall, you know I'm a mall rat.
Yeah.
I know where everything is. And in fact, I heard another announcement about a lost child. And they said that they had him at the security desk. Security desk. Me and my friend walk over there. Sure enough, there's the kid. Standing at the security desk. I don't know. It's cool. And the scanner is just a tool. And we're going to play around with it later on.
Are we still going to do that?
Yeah, of course we're going
to
do that.
Okay, because that's something to look forward to.
But
I like to hear that.
I got to show you what the quality of the frequency will be like.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty bad, and I'm not even sure if people at home or you will be able to hear it. But
got to hold it just right.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really low frequency, and it's broadcasting a couple houses down from me.
Okay.
So I'm gonna turn it on. It's gonna sound horrible at first. Just give me a few seconds to adjust it, and I'll try to get it as good as possible.
Okay.
I want the listeners to hear it more than I want you to hear it, because you can hear it later.
Oh, I
want
to hear it.
All right, that's probably as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, I hear that, but there's nothing broadcasting.
Actually, that is what's broadcasting.
Oh, okay. What was that?
It was a silent room.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to actually hear anything happen, but we're going to try.
Yeah, it's another experiment.
It is. Everything with HackerMind is an experiment.
It is. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
That is very, very true.
Yeah,
Dash,
well, we just got to roll the dice.
Dash, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute.
Well, a minute. Maybe 2 minutes, maybe three.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. We have a conference line at 305-503-6666.
Do we? Yeah, we do.
But some other people do as well.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Some other people do what? Have a conference line? Yes.
On that same number.
On that same number.
What I want to do is, I want to go conference hunting.
Okay, let's go conference hunting.
All right, I'm going to get that number on the phone, but let me explain what I'm going to do before I do it. I'm going to call up our conference line at 305-503-6666, and I'm actually going to try to find someone else's conference. Now, the conference for HackerMind is 947.
Right.
That's the extension. So let's see if we can find someone else's. Now, we may not. Let's see what happens. Little carrier access code.
Welcome to Easy Conference. Experienced callers, punch in your 3-digit extension now.
Let's try 823.
Welcome to our service. Hang on. There are currently no participants in this room. To be the first person in, press 1. You will hear music when the next participant arrives.
We don't want to go in, so we're not hitting 1.
Okay, we're just waiting.
Maybe they'll...
Welcome to...
There you go.
Welcome to... Experienced callers, punch in your 3-digit extension.
Let's try 456.
There are currently no participants in this room.
And
to be the first person in, press 1.
No.
You will hear music until the next participant arrives.
Dash, give me a 3-digit number.
3-4-8.
3-4-8.
All righty. Now welcome to Easy Conference. There are currently no...
You know what I'm starting to think?
First person in.
I'm starting to think nobody uses my service.
You will hear music until the next participant arrives.
That's not true. I've never heard music, you liar. No, what I'm thinking is, you don't even have to sign up for a conference.
You don't think so?
No, because I always have to go online, and I always have to enter in all this information about myself.
Experienced callers.
I think you could just hit anything.
I think you could, too.
Let's try 3 zeros.
There are currently no participants in this room.
What's that about?
First person in, press 1. You will hear music until the next participant arrives.
Okay, all right. So basically, you can call up these Easy Conference numbers, hit in any 3 digits, and you'll get a room.
What about that guy? Welcome to Easy Conference.
It's a scary dude.
Welcome to Easy Conference.
See, you brought him back.
Experienced callers, punch in your 3-digit. There are currently no participants in this room.
There are currently
to be
no
the first person in, press 1.
0.
Callers are already in the conference. Please announce yourself.
Welcome to Easy Conference.
Welcome to Easy Conference. And again, no one's in our number.
Welcome to Easy Conference.
Welcome. Welcome to Easy Conference.
There are currently no participants.
Alright, so you can call up Easy Conference, any one of their numbers, type in 3 digits, and you get a room. You don't have to go to their website and sign up for one.
Well, then why do they... That's stupid. Why do they even make you do it in the first place?
Well, I'm thinking that's how they just get information out of you. That's how they get your email, and that allows them to send you all that spam.
You think they monitor and record the conversations people have?
That's a possibility.
Yeah, it is a possibility.
It's a very good possibility, in fact, because if people are going to meet up on one of those numbers, you know, those evil terrorists.
Yeah, well,
they're not quite as bad as hackers.
I don't think they're going to be calling Easy Conference.
Well, if anybody calls and says something bad, it's very possible that Easy Conference is recording it to give to Big Brother.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they just want to use it for, you know, more personal information.
Mm-hmm.
Or their own, you know, maybe they just like that. Maybe they just like that. Maybe everybody just likes listening to other people's conversations.
Well, it's possible, and it's not really that paranoid, because when you run a service where people call in and talk, you can pretty much decide the rules. You know, you can decide what goes down and what you can do and what you can't do, because no one here is saying that you have a private conference room.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we have conference 947.
Yeah.
But
remember last week when we said we might call it?
Yeah.
We called it. Nobody was in there.
Nobody was in there. I honestly expected there to be at least someone.
Yeah, me,
talking on the comm line.
Buddy, I thought there would be one person in there. But no. Disappointed us.
I know. I was quite hurt indeed.
Yeah, me too.
But, yeah, go to Easy Conference or just call up that number and get any room you want.
Easy Conference.
But even more fun is when you find someone else's room and they're actually talking in it.
Yeah.
Because then you can go in and say, hey, how you doing? And they'll be like, how did you get this number?
How did you get this number?
Oh my goodness, you're so evil. You know something I don't.
I wonder if the guy who you get when you call Easy Conference ever talks on Easy Conference.
Oh, I hope not, man. I'd be scared.
Yeah.
Oh, the cops are going by. Let's scan.
Oh, cool.
Watch, I won't get him. I'm not going to get him in Bridgeport. This is local, so let's see what we got. Probably nothing, but...
Are we done?
Well, that didn't sound too good. Nope, even worse. Oh. See, I told you, Dash, problems around every turn.
I hear you. I've been here. I know about all the problems. I know.
How's your computer doing?
When?
Oh, wait.
You pigs, I'm trying to talk here. My computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, which one?
Well, which one was giving you trouble?
That one sitting over on the floor that I'm going to... Hi, pig. Oh, no.
No, Dash, I don't know. They're not having it.
That one sitting over there that I'm about to take outside and take a bat to, Office Space style.
Yeah, how's that one doing?
It's not working. I still got to send them a CPU and motherboard back.
See, you should do that.
Yeah, well, I'll do it.
Because once you do that, you can upgrade your machine and play Soldier of Fortune 2.
Yes, I do. I want to play that, but I can't at the moment.
But you know what pisses me off about that game?
What?
You have to kill a hacker.
Yeah, what do you do?
You have to kill a hacker.
Kind of like in, what's that
Assassins?
Game? That game, I forgot the name of the game, but another game, you have to kill a hacker.
Not that Deuce X, Ace X, whatever that thing
Golden
is.
Eye.
GoldenEye?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that, Natalia or whatever.
No, Boris.
Boris. Yeah, well, Boris sucks.
Yeah, Boris does suck.
I am invincible!
No, he's not.
Yeah, and Soldier of Fortune 2, I don't know. I mean, what are they doing? Is Activision or Raven or whoever makes it, are they hacker-hating?
I think they are.
Because they have this mode, and this is not meant to be an advertisement, folks.
They hacker-hating.
They have this mode. They have this. It's called the assassination mode, where it's part of the random map generator, where you can start up like a randomly generated map, and you can do a little mission. It's basically an offset of the real original complete game.
Okay.
So you can have mini missions. Even after you beat the first player, you can make randomly generated missions, so it's like a different game every time you try it.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, and they have assassination where you have to find the mark. You have to find the one person that you have to kill, but you have to get to them. So you have to plow through all the other guys that are trying to protect him. And one of them is a hacker named Deviant One. So, yeah, I don't know. What's the deal with that? Why do they got to have a hacker as the mark? Why? Hey, you know, do you know how I felt bursting into that building and seeing... It's a female hacker, too.
Hurt, betrayed, bewildered.
Yeah, you know, I had dual Uzis. It was still pretty cool, but...
Yeah, well, that sounds cool.
You know, it hurt to have to kill a hacker.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know why Raven or Activision or whoever is hacker hating.
I don't know why they hacker hating.
It's just not right, Dash, you know?
Right at all.
I don't understand.
I see what you're talking about, but, you know...
Yeah, well, you will eventually. You will eventually. Oh, Dash, I have something here for you.
Okay, cool. What is it?
You might enjoy it, so give it a listen.
Hello?
How are you?
Fine.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Why you keep bombarding me?
Who are you?
No, who you are?
John Kimball,
why are you bothering me?
Yeah.
Yeah, who you?
John Kimball
who?
You son of a bitch.
Okay, I'm bitch. Okay, fine. Well, you call me. Why you do that to me?
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Okay, what kind of question?
Who is your daddy?
You want to know who's my daddy?
Yeah.
Okay, can I ask you one question? Why you want to know who's my daddy?
You son of a bitch.
Okay, I'm bitch. Okay, fine.
How are you?
I'm fine. I think you are my daddy. You know
what?
I'm your daughter.
Yeah.
Well, why you call me? You bother me that way. What reason? You wanna say something to me? Should I talk? Don't talk to me that way. You know what place you call? Huh?
Yeah.
What place you call?
Who are you?
You call me. Don't ask me where I am.
Who are you?
Who you?
You son of a bitch.
Don't call me bitch, okay? I'm just asking you nice, sir.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you nice. You call me, okay? What you got a problem?
Yeah,
what kind of problem? What you got a problem?
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Why you wanna know what you do, my daddy? My daddy is a farm, okay? Working farm. Why you wanna know that?
Yeah. Who are you?
Who I am?
Who are you?
Who you call?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Don't do that to me like that. You call me. You don't do that to me like that. I don't know why you call me like that. You wanna talk to my husband? That's the reason why you do that. Why you do that?
You son of a bitch.
You love to say son of a bitch, alright?
Yeah.
Okay. If you are a cop, you know I can do that to me. John Campbell?
Yeah.
John Campbell? I'm gonna... What?
Yeah.
What place are you working? Where are you working?
I'm a cop, you idiot!
I know you are a cop, okay? I know, okay? That's what you tell me. You are a cop. I'm a cop too.
Yeah.
But why are you bothering me that way?
You son of a bitch.
That was for you, Dash.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
I know for some reason you get a kick out of those.
That was pretty funny.
That was the Jerky Boys. Arnold Schwarzenegger calls an Asian escort service.
Oh, okay. I see. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, more fun phone stuff for our listeners.
Remember that one I made with you and Bruce Willis?
Oh, yeah.
That one was pretty funny.
See, I still like the one where you try to social engineer AT&T.
Do I?
Well, not social engineer, but you call him up and you ask him for advice on a red box.
Oh, yeah, that one's good, yeah.
That one sounded really realistic. In fact, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, my God, Dash, you idiot.
Yeah.
And then you told me, no, that was me, and I just changed the voice around, and, oh, wow.
Yeah, well, you know, you can do a lot with cool edit.
Yes, you can. But, you know, you can also do a lot with a phone and with a scanner.
Yes, you can.
Now, are you ready to give this a try?
I am still ready. I was born ready. I came on the phone ready.
See, okay, great. All the cops are into something, man. I can hear sirens right now.
Cops are into something, man.
All right, now let's see here.
Cool.
I'm going to try.
What is that?
That's the scanner. See, you probably can't hear it.
I hear police sirens.
Well, those are the sirens going by outside.
Okay.
I wonder if our listeners can hear that.
I just heard it, so I'm pretty sure they can.
Well, if you're in Connecticut and you hear police sirens, you're getting warmer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they coming to your house? Have they found you?
I think they have, but I'm not scared.
Yeah.
I'm not scared, Dash, because you have to be brave.
No, you don't. You can go cry in your bed.
I'm not gonna cry. No, okay. We're gonna play around here.
Okay, sounds good.
We're gonna play around. All right, let's see if I can get this thing working. Trying to find the best way.
A little feedback.
Oh, there we go.
That sounds like a baby.
All right, you hear people talking?
Kind of, barely. I can't make out anything.
Yeah, well, it's gonna sound like that, but hopefully, if this all works, you'll be able to hear a phone ring.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna use. I could just use a regular phone to do it. All right. Let me get a fax back number on. This is something that I tried actually a while back. It was pretty funny. What I did was I called the fax back, had it fax that house.
That house that you're listening to right now.
I heard the ring, and I actually listened to them as they got their fax. We're going to try that right now. And I'm glad to hear people talking, because I really didn't want to wake up a baby.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the fax back.
Welcome to QuickSpecs, the automated fax system from GE Appliances. This service provides a quick reference to product dimensions and feature information for Monogram, Profile, GE, Hotpoint, and RCA appliances. Documents are ordered by entering the document number found on the list of available documents. If you'd like to receive a list of available documents by fax, press 1. List of available documents were last updated on February 28, 2002. For Monogram appliances, press 1. You have selected a document list for Monogram appliances. To select additional document lists, press 1 or press pound to end. Please enter your fax telephone number, including the area code.
Okay, can't let you guys hear this. Sorry. Okay, we're entering in the phone number.
The faxes you have requested will be sent to...
Okay. Yes, read back the number. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
This number, press 1. We would like to identify you on the cover page of your fax. Please enter your telephone or extension number. Press pound when finished. The number you entered is 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. To accept this number, press 1. To re-enter, thank you for using QuickSpecs. If you do not receive the information you requested, please call the GE Answer Center at 1-800-626-2000.
All right, now let's wait.
Wait and listen.
Nothing yet. Take a couple minutes for the facts to go through. Ah. I wish we could do something else, but we just have to wait. Mm-hmm. All right, well. Okay, well, I don't hear the fax going through, but...
Do you usually take that one?
No, usually not. Let me just make sure that, let me just try one more thing. Hold on, Dash. Oops. Nope, not that. Hold on. Dash, you there?
I'm here.
I don't hear it. Maybe they have the phone out of the room or something.
That's odd.
Ah, well. See, that's another problem, because just, like, 2 minutes before the show began, I tried that. Well, not 2 minutes, but maybe about 20 minutes before the show began, I tried it, I called, and I heard the ring.
How long did it take?
Oh, no, I didn't use a fax back. I just called it direct, which is what I just did now.
Okay.
But, anyway.
Why don't you call it now?
I just did.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I didn't hear the ring.
Oh.
So apparently they have the phone out of the room.
Apparently. And that's not very good for us. Why do they have to do that to us? You know?
Why can't they just play along?
Yeah, for real.
Well, you know, people usually don't like to play along.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, people are usually, I don't know, they're doing their own thing, but what you can do to all of our listeners at home, you can, if you have a scanner, a police scanner, you can turn it on and search around 49 megahertz or so, maybe between 46 and 49, for baby monitors, because people so carelessly leave those on, never realizing that they're broadcasting to their entire street. Anybody who wants to tune in can, and I've heard some, well, not juicy stuff, but I've heard some stuff going on. In fact, I remember telling our listeners how my neighbors in that house were having some sort of party out in their backyard. There were torches and everything.
Torches
and Christmas lights. It was crazy.
Sounds like some kind of weird ritual.
It's what it looked like. In fact, it looked like some sort of So I don't know if anyone's ever seen Survivor, but it looked like they were about to vote somebody off. It looked like a sacrifice or something. And I wanted to know what was going on, so I turned on my scanner, and sure enough, they still have the baby monitor on.
What'd you hear?
Well, I mean, I didn't hear any explanations, but I heard people coming and going. I heard people having conversations. You know, I hear beer cans or soda cans or something cracking open. I hear everything going on in that house. And that, in fact, was the night when I called up and heard the ring. Well, I called up the fax back and heard the ring through the scanner.
Oh, that's cool.
And I heard the guy answer the phone going, "Hello? Hello?"
Well,
he didn't know what the hell it was, because when you get a fax back, it sounds like, "Beer."
Beer.
Beer. It's really weird. And he had no clue what was going on. And I was actually able to hear him. And here I am cracking up. You know, usually any kid who's immature, like we are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they make a prank call, and they have to stay silent. They can't laugh, especially back in the day. You know, back in my day when we didn't have a mute button.
Yeah.
You know, we had to just hold our breath, and we couldn't laugh at all. That's how we usually didn't even laugh, though.
Back in your day?
Yeah. I don't make prank calls anymore, with the exception of what you just heard there.
Yeah, sure.
I don't make prank calls because they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But very immature. But I back when I was a kid, you know, you couldn't laugh. You had to keep a straight face throughout the whole thing, and that was pretty much practice for social engineering.
Yeah,
you know, that's what it is. A prank call is like social engineering, because you're playing a role. You're pretending to be someone you're not. anytime you call up a payphone and pretend to be someone, like when I called Alcatraz with you, and I, well, you weren't on the line, but you were on the cell, and I said I was from AT&T.
Yeah.
That's social engineering. That's making them believe something. Well, anyway, it's but, tough.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out. Well, we did. Well, you did.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Yeah.
But it's tough when you're doing the social engineering stuff because you want to laugh. But when you're doing it, when you do something and then you tune into the scanner,
when you start laughing, it kind of defeats the whole purpose.
What's that?
Whenever you're social engineering, you don't want to start laughing.
Yeah, that's what I said. But when you're listening to the scanner, you can crack up.
Yeah.
You can. I was sitting here laughing, just listening to this guy go, "Hello, hello, who is this?" It was amazing. He had no idea that he was broadcasting to my house.
That's cool. I think that's cool to be able to listen on a baby monitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another entire house. You know, there's stuff going on.
And you know, it's perfectly legal. That is perfectly legal. Listening to cordless phones, which you and I have done,
yeah.
And I know a lot of people have some stuff against that, but it's a radio wave, folks. You know, it's not a secure line. It's just anybody can tune in. You know, you can't control radio waves.
I've heard cordless phone calls, but I haven't come across any baby monitors yet.
Well, keep looking. They are out there. But yeah, you can get cordless phone calls. Those are legal to listen to. But when you get a cell phone, that's illegal.
Yeah.
So go figure, right?
Go figure.
Speaking of which, I saw a 900 megahertz portable phone for $40 at Circuit City.
900 megahertz? No. You need like 2.3 gigahertz or whatever they have.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
How high up does your scanner go?
My scanner goes up. It goes up to 953 megahertz. I mean, hang on, let me check. No, I can't check. 953, I believe. It goes up to.
And where do you usually find cordless phone calls?
Up in the 900 to 953 range.
Hmm. I know that.
I haven't found any cordless phone calls down in the lower ranges.
Yeah, ironically, that's where I find all of mine. I mean, obviously, my scanner doesn't go up as high as yours does, but I hear a lot down between, like, 46 megahertz to 49 megahertz.
Yeah, well, there's not too many people that live around here close to me.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of rare to pick up a phone call, but I took my scanner over to my friend's apartment, and, you know, there's a lot of people over there, so I was picking up plenty of phone calls over there, but none in the lower frequency.
You know, this also gets into the whole wireless internet discussion and how when you're broadcasting something, it's impossible to control it because you can go around with a laptop, park outside someone's house if they have wireless internet, and boom, you're connected.
Yep.
You can go outside of a building, boom, connected.
Boom.
It's impossible, and that's supposedly the next frontier. You know, that's where everyone wants to go because it's so clean, it's so sanitary. You don't have all these Cat 5 cables like this one right here that I have in my hand. Look at that.
Beautiful. Toss me a Cat 5 cable.
What's that?
Why don't you toss me a Cat 5 cable?
Alrighty. There you go.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
That's a Cat 5 cable. What is this? Like 10 feet of Cat 5. Got it for free.
Ooh, free.
Yep. Don't ask where. I said don't ask where.
Okay, I'm not asking.
Well, I'm reminding you, don't ask where.
Hey, where'd you get that free Cat 5 cable?
Now, damn it, Dash. Yeah. So, if you want to have some fun, you can actually...
Oh, I want to have some fun.
Well, you can take a scanner and go for a ride. That is the coolest thing in the world. Well, not the coolest thing in the world, but it is cool nonetheless.
Yeah.
To grab your scanner, go for a ride, like drive down the street. You can hear phone calls. You can chase the police if you really want to be stupid.
Yeah.
I don't say if you hear, you know, oh, 187, 187. I don't suggest you follow that. But yeah, another thing you can do is park outside a mall, park outside a school, and listen in. It's incredible what you could hear because people don't even realize that when they broadcast, they're broadcasting to anyone, anyone that can listen.
Go sit in your car down by City Hall and take a listen.
Well, yeah, you have to know what frequency to tune into.
Well, you can find it.
Yeah, well, it depends on, you know, what kind of radio transmissions are going back and forth in City Hall, though. You might have security guards.
Yeah.
You can listen to them. If you know how to find them, you can get a copy of Police Call at any Radio Shack, and you can get the frequencies there. But, you know, you're not going to hear the secretary talking to some big head honcho over a radio.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
got a phone call.
Yeah, well, yeah, if they're stupid enough to actually have a cordless phone...
Yeah, that's true.
In the town hall, I would hope that they would have landlines, but you never know. Stupidity runs rampant.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
All right, so have tons of fun with that. Let's see. Now, Dash, I've been thinking about what we should do on the next episode of Hacker Mind. What do you think? I want to play around with Tell Me.
They suck now though.
Why do they suck?
I haven't really messed with them since they stopped offering that free phone call.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, no. Now they have all sorts of new stuff on there. Some of the same old stuff. Yeah, you got to play around with it, see what you can find.
All right, I'll do that.
And I don't think there's anything really as groundbreaking as when we first realized that, oh my god, we can make free calls.
Yeah.
That was the coolest thing in the world. And did I mention that I had, I'm not sure if I put it in frequency or not, but I don't think I did. I sent it in to 2600, actually. It was an article about VoiceStream, and you remember we had played around on the air with voicemail from VoiceStream where you can actually make a call through it?
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's now gone.
Is it?
Yeah, so you can't do that anymore.
That's odd. You tried this and it's gone?
Yeah, yeah. What it used to do is you would call up your voicemail number, press 9, and it would allow you to make a call to anywhere in the United States. And from what I can tell, it just got put onto your bill, so they would just... Whatever time it was, they would just knock it off of your minutes. You know, you have 500 during the week, and like pretty much unlimited during the weekends. So they would just knock off your time, which meant that you can call from a payphone. You can call up your voicemail from a payphone, and then call anywhere in the country.
Yeah,
in
the country. Just have it billed back to your cell phone.
Yeah, yeah. But now, after I played with it,
it's gone.
And showed it on the air, it's gone.
We showed the free tell me thing, and they got rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you showed people this and got rid of that.
Yep.
You see a trend emerging here?
Yeah, well, it's our job to...
stuff will go away. But no, we got to tell people about that.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that I've never mentioned on the air because I didn't want it to go away. You know, like...
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
You hold out on it.
Usually, what I do is I'll share the idea of it, and I'll say, you know, you can find it out there. You know, if you go looking, but I don't say, yeah, this number is blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Once you do that, it's like, yeah, right. It's
hold
gone.
Hold out on it. I see.
It's gone. Like 30,000 people call it.
Yeah.
So remember that time? I'm not sure. I think fiber optic might have found it. I don't want to spread rumors, but I think he might have. He actually found an 800 number that led to the atomic clock in Fort Collins, Colorado, which you can hear at 10,000 kilohertz on shortwave. It's actually at 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000. Or you can call, let me see if I've got the number here, 303-499-7111, and you can hear the atomic clock. I think fiber optic, someone, found an 800 number that led to that clock, and of course you went around telling everyone about it, and after a while that number was taken away because it wasn't supposed to be there.
Why not?
Well, when you have an 800 number, you're fronting the bill for everybody that calls. So when you have 30,000 people calling up this 800 number for the atomic clock,
okay,
when it wasn't supposed to be there, yeah, Fort Collins was Oh, they were getting hurt a little bit.
Oh, okay. I see.
Now, before we close for the night, I wanted to mention something that was pretty interesting here. Let me see. Have you heard that pop under ads might actually get a patent on them?
No, I haven't heard that. I think I saw something about it, but I didn't read it because I don't really care about ads.
Well, believe me, I do, because I got pop-up stopper on my computer. It doesn't always work, but sometimes it does, because I hate them. There's nothing worse than going to a website, looking around, closing it, and then seeing literally 5 or 6 ads on your damn screen.
I hear you.
Or you're at a site, you click a link, 3 pop-ups come up, you click another link, another 3 come up, and then eventually you have so many damn links and so many damn windows on your screen that the Explorer freezes and craps out on you. And then you either have to shut it down, or if you're using like 98 or something, you might even have to restart.
Okay, so they're getting a patent?
Yeah, apparently there's a company. I don't have the name right here, but I will post the article on our message board, and people can read about it there. But I think the company's called Exit Exchange. I'm not really sure. They can they're apparently putting a patent on pop under ads. Now, normally, when this type of thing happens, I don't like it. I really don't like when people try to patent or copyright things on the internet, because, you know, the internet can't really be controlled. You can't control who uses TCP/IP. Everyone's going to use it.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. But this would be pretty funny. It'd be pretty funny to see all these companies that make pop-under ads suddenly having to pay every time they use that.
Well, this company is going to have a patent on ads. How are they going to do that? Did they create the pop-up ads?
That's what they're claiming. They're claiming that they created the pop-up ads, or pop-under ads, excuse me. And they want to be compensated for every time a company uses their, well, I guess, product. Their
this is
creation.
Like a story I mentioned a while back on the show. I think it was about hyperlinks. Somebody was trying to patent hyperlinks.
Right, right.
And they wanted money for every time each person used it. And in the past, they wanted to be, you know, reimbursed.
Mm-hmm.
That's just ridiculous.
That is ridiculous, but I think it would be pretty damn funny if companies that use these damn pop-under ads would have to pay every single time they use them.
Yeah, considering that, you know, they're trying to get you to click on them.
Yeah, I suppose you can click on them, but
you.
They still put up an advertisement in front of you, and it's annoying because it screws up your machine. But that's perfectly legal. You know, clogging my bandwidth and forcing me to lose all the windows that I had open because you had to show me your 5,000 ads is a very dirty thing to do. And while I don't support people who try to patent technology like that on the internet, I gotta tell you, a part of me hopes that it actually passes, because I would love to see those SOBs have to pay every time they use it.
Yeah, well, I would too, because I don't like ads. I don't like ads. I never liked ads. I don't like commercials. I don't like ads.
Well, yeah, you heard about that whole deal that was over at 2600.com about the lady that from Turner Broadcasting that said if you fast forward through commercials, you're stealing.
Yeah, well, then I'm stealing all the time because I fast forward through those commercials like it ain't even there.
Can you believe that?
I can believe that. Yeah.
Or she says that if you leave the room, you're stealing.
Yeah, they would make that doesn't even make any sense. You're supposed to sit there. If you turn on that TV, you're supposed to sit there and watch every single thing. You can't move your head. You can't look around. You gotta watch every single thing on that TV.
Because
I don't think so.
They're saying that
it's really stupid. That's what that is.
Because you're watching the TV show and you're not paying for it, even though you are when you pay for cable.
Well, maybe they're talking about, you know, antenna, getting it through the antenna.
No, she's talking about all commercials, and TNT and all those, USA, all those channels have commercials.
Yeah, we have to pay for cable.
Yes, but now she's saying, this lady from Turner Broadcasting is saying that if you leave during those commercials, you're stealing because it's your obligation. You're pretty much bound by a contract to watch those advertisements, kind of like if you have a website.
I didn't sign any contract.
No, I know, but basically by having that, that's the whole deal.
Sure.
It's kind of like breaking the seal. Like if you have a website and you don't charge people for anything and you're not paying anyone, you can have these advertisements to keep you alive. And I guess if you take them away, then you're stealing. But she's basically applying that knowledge or that rationale to this situation. And it's stupid. And you know what she actually said? She actually said that the question was, what happens if you have to go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, once in a while is all right.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Only if it's for about 30 seconds.
It's still once in a while. That's okay.
Yeah, that's... It's
she needs to be fired.
Yeah, well...
You need to apologize to everybody.
That's the mentality that's out there. You know, it's always screw the consumer as much as possible. Let's get as much money as we can, and at any cost. But if a hacker goes and does something because they just want to play around and have fun and maybe learn something on the side, that's dirty, rotten, and wrong. And with that, HackerMind comes to a close.
Close, like a big old book, just closing.
Like a big old book, just closing. So, we didn't get around to the question of the week this week.
Oh, man, no, we didn't.
But, maybe we'll do that next week.
Yeah, okay.
So, until then, this is Screamer Chaotix, for Dash Interrupt.
That would be me.
Yes, it is you.
This is Dash Interrupt for Screamer Chaotix.
Okay. Play it safe.
Never
stop exploring. We'll see you next week.
Next week.